we had a more significant state, would it be an issue? Their answer was, they can't see that large of a number that would make a difference to them, but if it was, they would consider talking about the possibility of a different setup. But they didn't anticipate many students. Mr. Zenz went upon my direction to phys ed class to phys ed class and worked with students, asking them and polling them if they'd be interested. This is his report from to me, that currently right now two students are participating and only one would be a definite because the other one might not because of transportation. You decide which student that was or tell me which student that was. And in addition to those two students, between two and four more students would be interested possibly if there was transportation. So it's anywhere from two to six students is what he was reported to me.
And please just remind us what the transportation, the estimated transportation cost would be.
I believe he said $60 one way.
One way. So it was 100 and it was
back and forth.
Actually, it would be more than that because it would have to be somebody sitting there waiting, right?
Or coming back, right? But that was those are the numbers that he threw at us.
Yeah.
We didn't get that
one way. It would be 60.
Right.
If he did for both ways, it would be more than 120.
It would be more than 120.
Yes,
and that's every day for the season.
But what we were just asking was
One way.
I guess it was a transportation thing because Mr. Zenz told me that it was $30 per hour plus $1 and change per mile, something for mileage, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Did we look at the possibility? Don't we have private school runs that go Clinton Corners, Dutchess Day School?
Out that way?
Is that a possibility?
I don't know what time
OC's,
it is.
OC's weights out there. I'm sorry if I'm
interrupting. No, that's okay.
It's okay. It's fine.
I don't know what times they leave. I can't answer that without Jerry's input.
I can answer it.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Clinton Corners, they leave at 1:45 in the afternoon to go to Clinton Corners, and Bosie's bus leaves at 11:15 in the morning.
So I
don't think they'd be able to ride with either one of them.
We can't ride on any private carriers either. They won't allow us.
No,
I wasn't saying private carrier. We have buses that go to private schools.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, like, yeah, Dover, first student,
yeah,
is a private carrier. We couldn't ride with them either.
It's against a union rule, or?
No, it's...
No, stay that long. You can't allow to transportation on the private.
Because we tried to do some mergers over the years, like going to some of these... special ed schools.
If it was another school district that owned their bus company, then that could be done, but not with a private agency.
So the $60 one way sounds about right. If you factor
between
the
$40 and $60.
And then what does that look like over the course of a season?
So if they're going out there 5 days a week and the season is 60 days long, that's about $2,400.
How many weeks is the season?
I was just looking at the calendar.
Well, it's got to be all of March, all of April, and May. And if you figure you take away some vacation days.
So like 10 weeks?
I would say about $2,400 to $3,000.
And
that sounds like a lot that we weren't anticipating when this was brought to us. Was this...
I think that's fair to say, but like I said last time, we have to learn from this.
Does Mr. Zenz have... extra money? Does it come out of his budget? Does he have that available?
I'm sure if we nickel and dime the budget, we can find some type of money. The question is, if you offer it to the six students and now only three say yes, or one says yes, or two says yes, what number do you say it's not cost effective? Listen, one is cost effective, people could say. But what number do you say is the threshold of where you would start allowing that to happen?
I don't know.
You know, the other issue is that we say, and I know this isn't good for the two students, the six students that are currently now, is that, again, our fault, and I'll work with Mr. Zenz on that in the future we should offer the transportation cost and budgets and then let the board and community decide if, having the Millbrook and having the shared, we are going to offer transportation. And there are other districts that don't. My former district, we didn't have lacrosse. We contracted with the district to the north of us, and parents brought their child to practice and from practice. I understand that it's not for everybody, but
We also discussed 2 years ago hockey in Pauling. We had one student interested, one or two interested, and they would transport them themselves to and from.
That was lacrosse too,
I thought it was lacrosse.
Okay.
I thought it was lacrosse.
But then the Millbrook one came up.
And then, but what happened, but as Judy and I had it different, Judy recalls that it didn't get followed through on. My recollection was that the one student wasn't really going to participate because of transportation, because we weren't offering transportation. So, and then maybe that's why it didn't get followed up on.
Well, it's possible.
So, I mean, we have, we...
Candy.
I'm just curious, is it Millbrook Prep School or Millbrook High School?
Millbrook High School.
Yeah, it's a little farther.
We have a regular bus that goes to the Millbrook Prep School.
Wouldn't that be
every
nice?
Every day on 2 months, and I didn't know which school you were talking about.
And it's closer.
I think right. That...
If there's a bus that goes to Millbrook Prep School, is there a Millbrook school that goes to prep school too? Can return them?
That would be for student.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so it's private. Okay.
I mean, do we want to make a motion and see how it turns out? I have to say, and I hate to say this, but at this stage, it's... We do need to have a better idea ahead of time, and we do need to decide. I mean, right now, we're not sure how many kids it could be. And, I mean, I know you had spoken about like 14 to 18. Maybe that might have been true at some point, but or if you could even bring us a list. But at some point, there's a cost-benefit ratio. And if we say if one student wants to go to something, we're going to be spending serious money transporting for sports when, don't get me wrong, sports are a big part of the school experience, and I know that, and it's very important to some kids, but our main purpose is still to educate, and at some point we have to make hard decisions, and I'm at this stage of the year when we're trying to budget for next year, I'm not inclined to say yes, given the information we've gotten, that it would be between 2 and 6 kids. That's just me.
Because if there's only 5 boys that were playing football and that were transported to Dover, that's my thing. Like, you're doing it for one sport in the fall of the same school year that I'm asking you to do it for another sport in the spring. There doesn't seem any equality there.
But if it was girls that
were willing to play, then you could think, well, then you're not offering, you're only offering it to a boys' team. And I'm only saying because I saw the list of the students who were interested, and there were a lot of girls that were on that list. To even turn down a team that was for both boys and girls, technically 2 teams, 1 sport, I just don't see how it's equal or fair at all.
It doesn't seem equal or fair. However, what came to us in our planning, you know, when we were planning a budget, a sports budget, that would be something that we would commit to. So now we're in our sports season. We have a budget. We've made commitments. And now this new cost is coming to us. So we asked all these same questions about the football program and really tried to say, you know, what are we trying to accomplish with this program? How does it fit into our sports program? How is this good for our students to do this? And it was presented to us, and people came to us, and the athletic director supported it. So it was a process. So you're in this process now with us, and we're going to ask these questions. But the thing that's missing, the thing that it's kind of compelling when you talk about boys and girls, that's going to prick people's ears up, right? But the thing is, we already have our spring sports budget. So this is, for us, I don't know, and anybody on the board can speak to this, but are we talking about something that, are we looking at something that we would do now, or are we looking at making a commitment for our sports program going forward?
This was discussed a year ago.
I brought it up 2 years ago.
And John was supposed to bring us all the facts and details to us. It sounds like he didn't bring them all to us.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, originally I thought that it wasn't inclusive of transportation. That wasn't an issue originally. And so we did move forward with it then. This
right.
transportation issue seems to be a newer.
It's perking up right now.
Yeah.
Right. The number off of is increased since we first talked about it too, right? We're talking about possibly one, possibly two at a time when it first came about.
I was thinking, when what I recall was it came about with a different student a couple of years ago.
That's the second student, I believe, that's committed to.
So, and we had this conversation about him.
Well, that's playing today, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay. But it was, here's my recollection. It was a couple years ago, and we were not asked to provide transportation. There was one or two students, and quite frankly, my daughter wanted to play lacrosse at that time, and we didn't have, we weren't asked to budget in transportation, and then we were told, you know, there would be no cost to this program, and then the mom, so I don't remember that it was you, Mrs. Ackerman.
No, it wasn't me, no,
okay.
I thought it was the other student, it might have been the
right.
same.
The other mom came to us and said, I can't do this without transportation. I thought there would be transportation or something, and that was as I
wish that if that was something, a process that went through and it fell through because it wasn't brought up for transportation, I really wish that my husband and I would have known that that was an issue, and then we, you know, because if you as a board have gone through this already and it failed because of transportation, then I would have, I guess I'm expecting that you would say, however, we've tried this before and it didn't work because of transportation. Then we would have gone out of our way 2 years ago to say, okay, please budget for transportation. However, I mean, I've never gone through this before. You apparently have, and now it's fallen through twice.
Right. There is that. And there's also, I think that the numbers were, it was two kids, and it was going appalling. And there was one, maybe two kids, maybe my daughter, and it was going appalling. And it was a lot of money.
Yeah, it wasn't part of that. That's. Yeah.
But that's how, where it sort of fell apart.
Aside from what happened before, maybe mm-hmm. we can say that for next year, because we're in the budget process now, we will ask and try to communicate to every parent that anyone who wishes to have a bus to another school, and maybe we should ask Mr. Zins to try to communicate with the parents that he already knows wish to, or athletic director, someone, communicate with them and say that this is how much we have to spend. There are two factors. One, whoever gets it in first, because if you don't get it in before we're done doing the budget, then it's probably not going to get considered again. And two, how many kids there are and what the expense is. And you know, within the finite resources we have, we will try to allocate them as well as we can. That's, I mean, I don't think it's ever going to be, if one kid wants to go down to Pauley and play this, we'll just send the bus down. It's a good, you can't justify it. But we certainly could probably be a little more fair in the way it's handled if we know that this has, I mean, again, that's not my memory, but you may be right. And if it's fallen through twice because of transportation, and there are other people that would be interested, then we need to make an effort to get this on the schedule before next year starts.
I want to hear from Nikki. I want to hear from Rick. I want to hear from Chris. Come on.
I agree with Judy a lot. I think that, unfortunately, I remember when this was brought up, in one of our sessions that, oh, I remember Mr. Zen sitting over there and telling us that we're gonna talk about putting this together with Millbrook, and you know, my ears perked up. I have high school students, oh, that sounds fantastic, and you know, what's that gonna cost us? And he did say no cost to the district, and we said, well, that's even better, but it was already within our school year.
You made that decision, you know, I mean, where did that come? What ninth grade student, 10th grade student, even 11th or 12th grade student could do that, and what district? Like, I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words, and I'm like, so.
No, I know, and I feel, and I know, and I, because I'm a mom too, and I hate when things like that happen, and I feel horrible that this is kind of how it's going. But it's hard when we get the information that we get when it's such small numbers, and it's so hard when we're already here. And I just don't, I don't see how we can work it right now, but I definitely would love to see us discuss it for next year, especially if you're saying originally there were so many kids that were originally...
There were 14 girls on the list, and we got 4 boys.
Right, and for whatever reason, they've fallen off, and I don't know what those reasons are at all either, but...
Can I ask whether the list was ever given to the school?
It was given to, I know it must have come from here, because I saw it in the office in Millbrook, in high school, with Mr. Blaney. So there was a full list.
All we can do is apologize profusely, because obviously this has fallen through the cracks tremendously.
It might not be all we can do. We still need to hear from Rick, and we need to hear from Chris.
Yes.
I'd like to hear from John, actually.
From John Zahn's,
why we're having a similar conversation about a similar situation, but we have to be able to piece this together with him so we can
give
these people the answers.
Okay.
And just also to add it on, I had asked him because I have no problem fundraising for something like that and getting the word out and raising funds and bringing it in, but... I mean, I've been speaking with the person for, like I said, 2 years, and it never came up, and I would have done anything for my kid to play this part.
So, okay. Rick?
So, you meant, 18 kids is what the number was originally.
Well, originally, but I'm sure now, when I was hearing that, now they think it's too late, they're not sure if they could do it, because, I mean, it just...
Well, so my question would be, is there some way to find out if those 18 kids are solid? At this point, then,
Well, if they're not, we got a survey back that said there were too many.
But who did the survey? I'm sorry, but okay. Really, did he really, how much energy did he put into survey?
Okay, I got it. I do want to just pause that and not have that. I got it. So, Do we table this and come back to it after we can speak with Mr. Zenz?
Well, let's think of it a different way.
Right.
What number is it? 1? Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 20? Do you feel as a board that you would be willing to transport students to La Crosse?
Well, that's where I was headed. Is that to me, 18 is an easy number to think in the gross. That 18, if it's really $2,500 to $3,000, as long as there's money to be found to divert in that direction. 4 or 5, I don't know. I mean, another formula you could use is how much do we spend on transportation per kid in a regular sport is another way to look at it, which I'm sure is much lower than $500 per student. But, I don't know. I don't know how we come up with that number, but...
We could also, look at our obligations under Title IX. I mean, if we're transporting kids to a football program and that's boys, what does that mean when we have...
It's within the season, so I don't think that's an issue.
Okay.
And the issue is that was planned and budgeted for. So if it's about money and we're talking $2,500 or whatever it may be, there's ways to find that. The question is, what number are you going to say is a number that is acceptable? I feel sorry that this has happened. I really do. And it sounds like it was been in process for 2 years, which I could say I could take a pass on, but I can't because I've been here a year. Mm-hmm. But we have to get out of the idea that we are going to be able to provide everybody with everything. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So what number do you feel is a number that is acceptable? And I don't know if there's a formula, Rick. I mean, I don't know. Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 1? Because if it's 10 and we go back out and beat the bushes, only 8 or 9 are going to show up. Are we going to still have these conversations or not? So you have to make a decision.
And can we pay for 10 kids going to 4 different directions also going down the road? That's going extreme.
Well, and why are we paying for... How does the Dover football budget stack up against the lacrosse request,
exactly.
And why?
I wasn't here for any of those conversations. Mm-hmm.
And how many kids does that serve, and what are the transportation costs of that program?
And I don't know if it's five, I don't know what the number is that plays football.
I don't know.
Sixteen, I think.
It's 16.
There were a lot of players.
And you guys brought up very good points too, that it's in the middle of the season, that was planned ahead and so on. So I think that's a good standard to have as well, that if something's brought ahead of time, then, you know, that's worthy of more consideration.
Do you have information for us on how many kids are just?
For football, from what I asked, somebody said it was 5 to 8, but most of the time it was 5 boys that were on the bus.
On the bus, however, let's say 8 or more kids said they were going to ride the bus, and so then we committed to a bus, so.
Well, I don't know that, I just was told 5 to 8, but usually there were 5 people on the bus.
Most of the time, parents would pick the kids up and send the bus down there and bring 2 kids up.
Well, I think, you're right, but see, that, yeah.
Well, then we need to, look, we need information from our athletic director. Can we get a little bit more breakdown and come back? Because this is, we're just shooting in the dark. We've got to know what the cost per mile on our buses is.
But the season's on now, right?
It started.
Okay. If we keep postponing it, the season will be over.
Or we could just say no.
We can't make a decision on information we don't have.
It sounded like the board's, most of the board were saying no, if it was over tonight. So
because it's not in budget. Because it's not in budget.
Right.
We know how I feel about our budget right now.
We didn't even know the number.
Cynthia, we have to get from Jerry what the cost would be to drive students one way.
And a more finite number of
And we need to get Mr. Zenz here.
If we had transportation.
Are there any questions you want to ask Mr. Zenz?
No, I just want to say, if I may, I think there wasn't, you know, a huge momentum at the board level behind this, because we did think we resolved it. We resolved it when we did not budget for a bus. And so, and when we were not asked to budget for a bus. So it, again, it sounds like there's some willingness to kind of revisit that and figure out if that was an error or what. But that's why we're pushing this out.
I understand it just, you know, it's my kid.
Uh-huh. If you take your son there now, can you play?
If I took him?
Yes.
If I could bring him there, he could play, yeah. But I can't get him there. But it's just, I mean, they start practice at 3:15. I work at the high school, so to even, it's
okay.
There's another child that's playing, you said?
Well, I know that there's two boys that were.
And but they went?
I don't know the person. Okay. I don't know if he went today. Okay. I was here feeding the whole cast and crew, which I didn't play. Like they'll be doing for the rest of the week. You know, I just.
Is there anyone who could drive a district car at least? I mean, that's.
Yeah, you have to talk to Jerry. Who's available? What drivers are available?
Right.
Okay. Is that an option?
Yeah, to do
like
it,
split
to do it instantly.
I mean, really,
but it, I mean, what about a parent carpool?
Yeah, that's actually what I was trying to get at.
Why?
I only know in name of this person. I don't know the person. I don't know the family.
So that doesn't feel right.
So if Mr. Zenz can reach out, short of coming here for the 14th, if Mr. Zenz can reach out to that other person and put you in contact as in a three-way conversation with that parent, and they're willing to drive your son to practice, that would be at least a stopgap until we can figure this out. So I'll ask him to do that.
Possibly.
Do you feel comfortable with that?
I don't know. I don't know the
person. Yeah, I wouldn't just.
I don't know
if they're a lacrosse parent, they're all right. I'm a lacrosse
parent.
Getting back to our sports, though, we have to have equal number of male and female. Is this good to our
Well, what's interesting is we're talking about boys right now who want to play.
She also mentioned girls, though, too.
Yeah, but where are they? It's
we agreed. You agreed. What was presented to you was to join in a joint venture with Millbrook on combining teams at no cost. That's what you were given.
That we do.
Now we have
all started out.
Right. We have a parent who's saying that they need transportation for their student. You're considering it based on the numbers, which you're going to have presented by John on the 14th, based on the cost, which Jerry will give to us on the 14th, Cynthia will get for us. And you'll have to make the decision whether it's, I can't say whether John went out with a cheerleading outfit and tried to get lacrosse by that. I'm not.
I'm sorry, no, that was yeah. wrong of me. I'm just.
But at the point now, you have two students who are up to six who are interested. Is six a number that you feel you would spend whatever it's going to be on? We'll decide that on the 14th. In the meantime, I'll ask John to touch base with the parent and maybe put both parents in touch with each other. And this for this year may work itself through. And then maybe next year we can look at budgeting for it.
I think also the numbers of what the Dover football costs were. But also I think something that people sort of insinuated is it setting a precedent that something comes up at the beginning of the season versus what sounds like the football was planned out right. ahead of time. But anyway, having those numbers also.
We'll get that.
Let's see what we can do. Thank you, Mrs. Ackerman. Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Could you?
Can
before you leave, I just, when we walk out, the name of the student, of the other student athlete who's maybe playing lacrosse. I don't want you to say it out loud. We'll go on.
You know, the students come in. I think if there were 18 students here at the board saying, hey, we really want this, going, or.
Well, that definitely happened with football. We had students here, we had coaches here, we had parents here. I mean,
and I wasn't here for any of that, but that's right, a whole different situation than one very concerned mom is, is earnest and respectable and so on. But
it was a concerted effort, lobbying.
Might be,
right, definitely. There being no further public comment, I'm looking for a motion to move into executive session for the purposes of contract negotiations.
Yes.
You're making that motion?
I am.
Is there a second? Nikki? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. There's no further action tonight, so thank you.